Our story today is the story of the Candy King. A candy maker in Indiana wanted to make a candy that would remind others about Christ, so he made the Christmas Candy King. He incorporated several symbols for the birth, ministry, and death of Jesus Christ. He began with a stick of pure white hard candy. White to symbolize the virgin birth and the sinless nature of Jesus, and hard to symbolize the solid rock, the foundation of the church, and firmness of the promises of God. The candy maker made the candy in the form of a J to represent the beloved name of his Savior Jesus, who came to earth to die on our behalf. It could also represent the staff of the Good Shepherd, with which he reaches down into the world to lift out the fallen lambs who, like all sheep, have gone astray. Thinking that the candy was somewhat plain, the candy maker stained it with red stripes. He used three small stripes to show the stripes of the scourging by whips Jesus received. The large red stripe was for the blood shed by Christ on the cross, where he died to pay for our sins so that all who trust in him could have eternal life. Unfortunately, the candy became known as a candy king, a meaningless decoration seen at Christmas time, but the meaning is still there for those who have eyes to see and ears to hear. I am sure the candy maker would love to have this symbol again be used to remind people of the wonder of Jesus and his great love that came down at Christmas. Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.